This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. How have you been this week? Well, it's early, it's Monday, so how was your weekend, I might add? If you're listening to this on Monday, how was your weekend? If you're listening to this on Friday, how was your week? Both can be asked. Hey, before we start, you know what I'm going to say. Thank you, HopeCast Network, for making this possible. I look forward to talking to you guys every week. And I'm so appreciative of the fact that you continue to download this podcast and you're telling your friends about it. You're spreading the word. You've left some reviews under the weekly calling just to let Apple know that you love this podcast, because the more reviews we get, the more we can be spread, and the more the algorithms or whatever that is helps us with algorithms. So make sure you do that. Like and subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review. We want to hear it. But without further ado, let's get to today's devotional. So we're going to go to Numbers 13, 30 through 32. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once to take the land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. So they spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. Numbers 13, 30 through 32. So here's what we're talking about. See, the story of these 12 spies in Numbers 13 is one of the most revealing moments of leadership and faith in the entire Old Testament. Think about this. 12 men saw the same land. They saw the same giants. They saw the same challenges. But only two, Joshua and Caleb, saw God in the middle of it. 10 spies brought back a report shaped by fear. Caleb, though, he brought back one shaped by faith. The difference wasn't what they saw, it was how they saw it. Faith doesn't change your circumstances, listeners. It changes your perception of them. Caleb didn't deny the existence of giants. He didn't sugarcoat the danger. He simply refused to let fear determine the verdict. He looked beyond the visible and saw the invisible. The God who had split the Red Sea, sent manna from heaven, and promised victory to these whiny Israelites. Fear always sounds logical, right? It always sounds realistic, but faith isn't unrealistic. It's remembering who's in the story. The 10 spies said, "We can't do that. Wah, wah, wah. Let's call the ambulance on them," right? Caleb said, "We can because he can. We can because he can." Faith isn't blind optimism. It's seeing more clearly than everyone else. Standing with God often means standing alone. Caleb wasn't leading a rally. He was standing against a tide of panic. How many times have we seen that in today's world? The negativity. You go on social media, all you see is negativity. It can bring you down. He wasn't just outnumbered, he was outshouted. The crowd cried, "We can't," and Caleb's voice was nearly drowned out. True faith doesn't wait for majority approval. Faith means being the one person in the room saying, "God said it, that's enough for me." Sometimes you have to quiet the crowd before you can hear the promise. Caleb literally tried to quiet the people. The noise of fear always has to be silenced before the voice of faith can rise. In 1980, the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team faced the Soviet Union. And back then, you know, Soviet Union was bad news. They were good. They had dominated for years. The Americans were a group of young amateurs no one believed could win. Every analysis analyst was saying, these guys can't win. Coach Herb Brooks, who I might add has like a little statue at the Shields in Eden Prairie, Minnesota that I see every now and then when we're there, kept reminding them, great moments are born from great opportunity. He didn't deny the challenge. He just reframed it. When the game came, the Americans played with fearless belief. They didn't outskill the Soviets, but they outbelieved them. Against all odds, they won 4-3, and they became the Miracle on Ice. See, the difference wasn't size or talent. It was vision. Listeners, it was vision. They saw something their opponents didn't, that courage could be greater than fear. That's Caleb's spirit. Not blind pride, but holy defiance, a refusal to let fear call the shots. Makes me think of Rocky. Nobody thought Rocky could beat the Russian in Rocky IV. What'd he do? He came in, crushed him. The 10 spies didn't just fear, they spread the fear. The text says they spread a bad report. That's what fear does. It multiplies through words, tone, and attitude. We are all spreading something. The question is, what are you and I spreading? Faith or fear? Hope or hesitation? Caleb's voice was one of conviction, not consensus. He believed what God said, even when the majority didn't. So ask yourself this. Where in your life have you been listening to the 10 spies instead of the Spirit? Where's God calling you to quiet the crowd, the noise of doubt, the fear of failure, the opinions of others, and stand on His promise? This week, I want to challenge you. Identify one area where fear has been making your decisions. Write down God's promise that speaks to it. Then take one concrete step of obedience, even if it's small. Refuse to agree with the report of fear. Speak faith out loud. You'll find that when you step forward in obedience, God meets you there, and the giants start to look smaller. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you again for this wonderful day. Lord, I pray that we not let fear spread in our life, but we know, Lord, we pray that we quiet that crowd because you are going to meet us where we're at. And those giants that we are scared of, they will look smaller. Lord, I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for this text that we got to read in Numbers. And I pray for this week. I pray that you bless each listener today, God. Thank you so much for everything you've given me and my family and every listener. And I pray, God, that we do identify the fear that's making our decisions and we quit doing that, Lord. All these things I ask in your holy name. Amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.